If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I was wondering if Schmidel could look up something.
I don't know. Let's ask.
Hey, Schmidel, will you look at the problem that's going on at 19th and Market? I guess there's a parking lot there, and people are saying it's kind of dangerous at 19th and Market.
Oh, yeah. There's been some, like, stray bullets that have gone into the apartment complexes.
Really?
Now. Yep. Like, people getting, they're saying basically, like, two cars will meet up. It's like a drug deal, or they're doing something sketchy. They meet up together, and this happens multiple times, and then a fight happens, and then all of a sudden there's shots fired, and it's going right into apartment buildings and stuff.
Can you guys explain to me why Denver decided to get rid of the license plate readers?
Because they deemed it too easy to track down illegal immigrants.
That's why?
Yes.
Do you know in Douglas County, because I love our Darren Weekly is our sheriff. He's keeping him. And do you know they've recovered so many stolen cars because of that? They haven't, I mean, as far as I know, have no illegal issues. But they've found stolen cars because it works.
Yep, but they don't want to have to turn over that evidence to ICE.
Well, can't we just use it for some stolen cars?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
That's what we're using in the Doug Co.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. But that's the ruling.
That is a dumb... Like, if I have my car stolen, I want to find it, right?
Absolutely.
You know, because to replace a car now is, like, ridiculous.
I'm surprised every car doesn't have a trace or a tracker on it.
A tracker,
I mean, that's the way to do it. The stolen license plate thing. Okay, you can use that, too. But if every car had some type of way of tracking it, you would take care of this problem.
So my son, his bike got stolen off of the balcony.
Yeah.
Somebody cut the lock and stole it. And he had put up under, inside the seat, he put an Apple AirTag way up under there. And somebody, and I said, I guess it beeps or something. And somebody ditched it in a ditch, actually.
Wow.
So it beeps, and then he found it. They had it. So crazy, right?
You know, it makes sense. If you're not up to, you know, no good, then I can understand why you don't want to be tracked. But if you're just an average citizen out there, you're not breaking any laws, you should put a tracker on your car.
Well,
that way if it's stolen.
I don't mind if they have the license plate readers. I'm doing nothing wrong. And if it helps my county, like, be safer, then I'm all about it.
Yeah, but a criminal doesn't want it. So
I know, but so think about who's against it. The bad guys.
In the county.
Who are the bad guys?
Yeah.
I guess.
Bad guys.
They don't like cars being recovered? That's just dumb. I don't know. I guess some people don't like it being followed and all that stuff. But if you think about your phone, it follows you everywhere. I mean, my God, the other day we were talking about a bunny getting caught in a window well. And I got ads for window well stuff.
Yep.
For gates for the window well. So, I don't know. All right. Anyway, we're talking about the Diddy trial. We talked about it, and it's going on, and they're saying that it's going to last for 8 weeks. One of the biggest concern is that the jury has not been sequestered, and that could be a big problem. Huge problem.
Yeah, but I don't know in which direction.
It could be a big problem because it'll be called, what's it called?
Mistrial.
Mistrial, yeah.
Yeah.
So it'd go for him, right? For Diddy.
Yep.
Mistrial.
A mistrial would, but I'm just saying that if you were influenced out there, what I'm saying is that if I'm a person and I'm on the jury,
oh,
and I go home and I see information, it might sway me in my opinion.
Absolutely.
And it could be an opinion of he's guilty as hell, okay? So it could go either way. So it's hard to... I just can't believe they're not sequestered.
I wasn't thinking about being swayed. I was just thinking about it getting leaked out that I saw Rhonda, and Rhonda was on the internet, and she was talking about P. Diddy, and Rhonda is in big trouble now.
You're saying to be caught.
Correct.
Looking at stuff.
Because they're not supposed to watch any news.
Nope.
Okay. No internet at all for 8 weeks. I mean, do you know of anybody that can be off the internet for 8 weeks?
Not even 5 minutes.
Well, yeah, you could.
I could do it.
You would be a good jerk.
I would be perfect for this trial.
No, you wouldn't, actually. I got a little problem.
If you take the show out of it, I could.
Nope.
Why?
Your wife, she's nosy. She would ask you stuff.
Yeah, but I don't talk to my wife. So, okay, there you go. Hey, how about that?
What did Cassie look like? Like, what's going on?
And then she'd
go over to, like, the library or whatever, and she'd be like, my husband is on this trial, and you cannot believe what he's saying.
You'd have paparazzi at your house.
Yes. We don't communicate enough for that, okay? So that ain't going to happen. All right, so I could go in. I could do the trial up until 5 o'clock. I already have it pictured here. I get my car. I don't listen to, I won't listen to any news or whatever. I'll put in some of my hot CDs that I have in the car,
okay?
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Then when I get
Do
home.
Do you really have a CD player in your car?
Absolutely. Absolutely. My truck.
Six-disc changer.
Wait, but did it come with it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's built in. Yeah.
Oh, it's a built-in.
Yeah, it's top of the line.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. All right, so anyway.
I thought it was one that you put in the cigarette lighter.
No.
Remember that one that jumped so much?
Nope. I don't have that. No, this is built-in, Jamie.
Okay, sorry.
Hello?
Sorry.
And then I get home, and I make myself a sandwich, you know, with extra onions on it. And then I get myself a big old glass of hot tea, okay? And then I go down, sit down in front of the TV, and I watch sports until I go to bed. I get up, go back to the trial. I could do it.
Your wife would have a spotlight over your head. Tell me everything.
And then, not only that, I'd have the perfect excuse never to have to go do anything either.
Oh, that's right. No yard work for you.
No.
You're sequestered.
Honey, I can't risk leaving the house. I got to stay planted right here.
I still think it's...
I could do it.
Some of your thoughts are really bizarre to me in life.
Why?
Well, like a lot of people like have hopes and dreams of like maybe going to Australia or going to Singapore, doing stuff, you know, traveling stuff. Your hopes and dreams are being a semi-truck driver so you don't have to see anybody,
right,
and being in prison.
Yeah. I think you'd have to see too many people in prison, though.
Yeah.
That would get a little boring.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
You would have to talk to them.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway.
I have a lot of ambitions.
You'd be a great, like, professional juror if that was a thing. If you could be a professional juror. Oh,
and I love crime.
Yeah. So
I love crime.
You are made for this, man. That's a shame you didn't get on that last jury selection. You would have been great for it.
No.
Shoot. All right. Anyway, I'm worried about Tiger Woods.
Why?
Well, he just put out another, he has a clothing line, right? But he just put out another collection, quote unquote collection. And listen to this. It's based on Charlotte's Southern Charm. It sounds to me in its pastels. It's called the Sunday Red Collection. I mean, that's the name of his clothing line, is Sunday Red, because, you know, he wears red on Sundays. Anyway, and they said it's light pastels, and it's based on Charlotte's Southern Charm. It sounds like, to me, a Jessica McClintock collection. You know, the flowy dresses with the flowers all over it?
No, I don't know anything about it.
Well, you shouldn't know anything about Jessica McClintock. She died
I
in, like,
that was a good answer.
Yeah,
I don't know anything about that. I don't wear those.
Yeah. No, good. Good call.
I'm just saying.
But it sounds flowery and...
Is it a women's golf collection?
No, it's men's.
You sure?
Yep. Yep.
Charlotte's.
Pastels?
For us men?
Yeah. Hi. Yeah. For...
Red Tiger.
Yep. I don't know. It just came out. Hey, you guys, I also want to remind you. Oh, see? See? New at Quell Hollow.
Really?
Yep.
Who's running that company? RuPaul?
You can see all of the available purchases at SundayRed.com. You guys, this is going viral. I just watched a chicken strip.
Yeah.
And I mean, it took off all its clothes.
Yeah, this is crazy.
Yeah, it is. It's promoting the new chicken strips at some restaurant.
Yeah.
And the chicken actually takes off his clothes.
All the way down to his pecker.
You finally got to use a pecker joke. It's a great day. I'm so happy.
Yeah, watch the video. You'll see his pecker.
Yeah. You know why he's so ugly? No, I'm not even doing it. Hey, okay. Hey, this is weird. There's an Amazon driver, and she was fired yesterday, but she not only went potty on somebody's porch, but then she went around the corner and poopied on somebody's porch.
Twice.
Kind of makes me mad.
Yeah. Why?
Because she's a copycat. We had our own pooper right here in town.
Yeah.
And she's trying to steal the thunder. She thinks it's been long enough.
The driver was seen on security cameras pulling up her pants while the BM, as my grandma, who was a nurse, used to call it, was seen left behind at the bottom set of the stairs. A neighbor also checked their security cameras and caught the same driver peeing on the gate at her home. So I'm not sure what that's about, but that is one strange chick, right? There's a mental...
She was just looking to get fired.
Yeah, obviously.
She was like, all right, let's go viral, whatever. Yeah.
Well, they got to make those the times for their routes. Like, they're on top of it. Amazon is on top of them being on time.
I get that, but the problem is there's probably grass around that you could just squatted on.
Yeah, you don't have to do it on the porch.
She went on the porch and the concrete.
Oh, right? I didn't see the concrete part. Yeah.
Yeah, so that kind of makes me feel
Were you trying to justify
it?
Yeah, he was.
Really?
They have insane working conditions. You hear about it all the time on social media.
Yeah, this is not the company's fault. I'm with Carson.
Yeah, I think if you have to poop, you're going to go find... Yeah, there's a
on
thing.
On purpose.
There's a mental
issue. If you're a decent human being, you're going to go to a porta potty or something. Yeah. I don't know.
I think there's a little bit of fault with Amazon for putting all that pressure on their drivers.
We know you do.
It's called hard work, Schmidel. You might want to try it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, what if we told you you had to stay in the studio the whole time? You would not do that. You would go and find a bathroom.
Yeah, you're not going to go poop on your desk.
Yeah, because there's so much pressure here.
Right.
You know, you're going to go to a bathroom.
Yeah.
Because you're not mentally ill. Or are you? No, I'm kidding. No, you know what I mean? Like, you know the common sense of this.
But there's a bathroom here. There's not a bathroom in her, like, anywhere.
There's called gas stations.
How many drivers out there are driving around right now and have had no problems with going to the bathroom in some sanitary place, like a bathroom?
We see stories like this all the time, though, where people are just going to the bathroom in random spots.
You know what? Because
of Amazon and UPS.
You know what we need here is the chicken song. Do you have that Jack Black song?
La 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 lava. I'm always prepared.
Yeah.
It's hell. Ooh, mama, see, but now you're
you know, like anytime. To this beats per minute, we'd work out a lot faster. And
yeah.
Like this. Oh, my God. All right, anyway, I'm done. There you go, Tableau Trash.
All right, it's the B Chain Show.
Oh, not to this song, though.
Whoop. Yep. Welcome to a Tuesday, 88 for a high today.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Tuesday. The Odyssey app is there for you because we have a podcast and it goes up at 10 o'clock and you'll get the chance to hear the entire show just in case you missed something today. You never know. So go listen to it. All right, so I'm watching the coverage here. The President of the United States of America, Donald J. Trump, he is over in Saudi Arabia, right? And he's there with all these guys that, you know, are obviously Saudis.
They're Arabic, yeah.
Yeah, they are. And they got on their costume.
Well, I don't think it's called a costume.
I don't know what to call it.
Well, I mean, I don't think...
They got on a muumuu. They got on a dress. What do I call it?
Come to Dubai, Habibi. Maybe a Habibi. No, that's the name.
Well, they have the hat that looks like a tablecloth over at Pizza Hut, okay? They got that checkered hat. And then they got that little round rim around it that holds it on. No, that's the thing that covers everything. This is a semi-habab. Listen.
It's not a costume. I think that's offensive.
I got a point to all this, okay?
All right, we'll get
and you might even find this offensive. I don't know.
Just saying.
It's called a condor.
I know Spadil's going to find it. What's called a condor?
The overgarment that you're talking about.
Is it a condor?
Condora.
I thought that was a snake.
I thought it was a bird.
Maybe you're closer.
Condor. It's a bird.
Oh, well, what's the snake?
I don't know.
That eats. It's big and it eats people. It's a song.
Python?
No,
Python,
no, yeah. That song. Where the,
can we get back to this?
You know, she sang it and her butt's big. What's it, that
know.
Song?
Anaconda.
Anaconda. Anaconda. Maybe it's an anaconda.
I don't know what it is. I don't know what's sporting over there, but it looks like a moo-moo to me, okay?
Right.
Listen, it's solid white.
You're right.
When I watch these videos of the Saudis over there with their solid white garment, overgarment, condor, dress, moo-moo, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
I think to myself, why doesn't at least one of them have a stain on it?
Oh, my God.
It's
that's
solid.
That's what you're thinking?
Spaghetti, a taco, something that's stripped on this white.
That is a great point.
Everyone is pristine. Go look at the videos. You won't see one spot.
I'll tell you why. Because they eat with their hands.
And you would still get it
no,
on you.
No, but listen, when you eat with your hands, you know, you pick up exactly what you need and you stick it right in your mouth, right? Whereas if you use the fork, that crap falls off.
Yeah, but if I'm eating with my hands, Jamie, a lot of times I'll eat with my hands and then I'll just wipe it on me. You got
like a
figure.
Napkin?
Listen, you've got to figure over there in Saudi, they've got a couple of Saudi BJs somewhere.
Well, they do.
You know.
But they're just not royalty. Okay, so these are royals, so they're...
Well, they got helpers and stuff there. I'd be one of those guys.
Well,
but
I'm sure if they got a little, you know, ketchup stain, I'm sure there's another,
look,
whatever you called it, a dress. What did you say it was called?
A moo-moo.
A moo-moo.
I'm sure condor.
I'm sure the royalty people have them in the back.
Listen.
Or they have... Have you ever used a little Tide stick? Oh, they're amazing. You just keep them in your purse.
Yep.
See? He knows. Listen to that guy.
I keep one in my car.
Think about it this way, too.
You need Tide sticks.
We have them.
Why don't you carry one?
Those pods and everything.
No, it's a little stick that you carry with you
in
your
purse. Yeah, it's a to-go stick. Stick it in your bag. You got swim trunks in your bag.
Yeah, exactly.
Why don't you have that in your
Put
bag?
Put some Tide sticks in your bag. It's just like whatever.
All right. I'm just saying that these guys are all in white. It's hard to wear white, folks. It's hard to wear white, and every one of them has white on.
Not if you have a Tide stick. I bet they all have one under their dress.
I haven't seen one of them use a Tide stick.
I bet they have them in their panties. So they're just, they have to pull up their dress, and they pull out a Tide stick out of their panties.
Yeah. Not only that, they're so bright white. I'll bet you they use a new one every single time. They must. Because, I mean, how do you wash those if they come out that bright?
Well,
I don't get it.
Probably some bleach and some oxy.
The Saudis are hosting the president right now.
I will tell you, I've used so much oxy before, my white towels crumble.
Really?
Have you ever used so much in there that you want, because of makeup, you guys don't have makeup, and you have white towels, and then you're like, I'll just add a little more OxyClean in it. Yeah. It should get out the white. And the next thing you know, you just have shreds of white towel. I'm
just
the only human.
Rips it to shreds.
Yeah, I'm the
know.
Only.
Okay.
Well, anyway, that's my own story. I'll just throw it over here.
Yeah.
People aren't liking you because you didn't know the name.
Not one stain anywhere.
Not one stain anywhere.
Yeah,
it's
spaghetti,
crazy.
Tacos. Oh, I think I've said that right.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie Morning Show. I don't understand.
Man.
Why are people upset with me? What did I do?
It says, that's not funny. I'm starting to think y'all are undercover racist. And then I wrote back, stains on your clothes aren't racial, you goof.
You goof. I like that term.
I mean, I know what you're saying. This was nothing. Like, how does getting a stain on your white thing?
Yeah.
Like,
the white thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The schmock, whatever you want to call
it. Maybe it's the schmock top.
That's not racist. I'm trying to describe that because I don't know the real word for it.
I don't live there.
I don't know anything about
it. Listen, I was worried because we went to, not Abu Dhabi. Where did we go? Dubai. We went to Dubai and they had in the gift shops the guys that were dressed. You saw them. I brought you all a pen. And I looked at my kid and I go, this feels like kind of racist or something. Like you push his head and the pin pops out. And he's like, they're selling them at gift shops.
It's not racist at all.
I don't know. It just felt creepy to buy a pen with a guy on it.
Yeah.
with that outfit on.
It is odd.
The outfit. We don't know the name, okay? Look, and all I was bringing up is they wear white. And it's not just white. It's white. And not one stain. I don't know too many men out there that can wear white and wear it for a period of time, say 6 hours in one day, and not have at least one blemish on
but
it.
But you're built different.
I think a lot of guys are like me. I do. I think if you have solid white. Now, right now, with a darker shirt, I got NASCAR on right now.
Yeah.
But with a darker shirt, you can't tell. But if I wear white for, give me 6-7 hours a day, okay? Something will happen that I'll have some blemish on it.
Yeah, you get splashback a lot.
Yeah,
you're built different.
Am I really? I think a lot of women out there are married to a man, date a man, a lot like me, that cannot wear. You better not say it again. I'm getting upset now. I'm not different than the rest of the masses
you're just
out there.
Built different.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you have shirt catcher mentality.
Shredell, can you wear white?
Yeah.
See?
I'm sure wearing gray right now. I've been wearing it for like 5.5 hours.
Exactly.
It's basically white.
The point is, can you wear bright, bright white for 7 or 8 hours a day and not have one blemish on it?
There's no blemishes on this that I'm wearing right now.
You're just built different.
You're missing the point. You're missing the point.
I just feel like sometimes, like, if you're eating wings or something like that, you don't have access to a napkin that's, you know, close to you. You just use your...
Shirt. Oh, now you're going to do it. You're built different.
I'm just saying, Tide sticks are where it's at, man. I'm going to order you.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Some right now.
BJ and Jamie.
I'm over you.
I'm over you.
Yeah. I was just talking about how these guys over in Saudi Arabia, they wear white. I mean, it is bright white.
Yeah, bright.
I can't wear white. I get stains on it. If I eat spaghetti, tacos, pizza, whatever I eat.
It's because there's a weight limit.
I wear it. Yeah. So rude.
So here's the thing. If you're over 250 pounds, the rule is you can't wear white because you're overly enthusiastic about food.
Oh, my God.
And we have to leave the studio with this thought today, okay? So it's going to dwell on me all day long today. Why couldn't we brought this up at 6 a.m.?
I'm just saying.
That way I'm over it.
I think I have a point. If you're over 250 pounds, you're not allowed to wear a white shirt, anything white, because you're overly enthusiastic about food.
There's a weight limit to wearing white.
I stand by this.
According to Jamie White.
Come on. What do you mean, you schmuck?
Because
I have a point.
There is no weight limit
there is
to wearing
there
white.
There should be. Because don't you think you're overly enthusiastic?
I have people on here that agree with me. BJ, I'm a girl. I can't wear white.
How much
very
do they
long.
Weigh? Ask them.
No. I'm a woman, BJ. I can't wear white.
Ask
I don't
her
have,
if she's hitting it.
I'm not going to ask her if she's tipping 250 on the scale.
Ask her if she's at 300.
I bet
on
we gotta go. We gotta go. We gotta go. No, I'm not
asking, 350, 400.
I'm not asking anything. Thank you for listening to the program. We really appreciate it. What a ridiculous. Yellow State by Jamie. No. Maybe the most ridiculous thing you've ever said in our time together.
You're saying that somebody at 350 pounds isn't overly enthusiastic about food? Prove me wrong.
You're missing what I... Have a great day. We will see you back here tomorrow, unfortunately.
I'm funny, I'm
and we will... I gotta go. Bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.